It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Happy New Year, Eagle Country. Well, a new year of sorts. It's the new year for the Shadron State Sports Calendar and also the new season, number 8 of the Shadron State Sports Journal on Wednesday nights. I'm Dave Collins. Each week through the College Sports Calendar, I'll be taking you into the stories of CSC sports through interviews with players and coaches and keeping you fresh on the latest happenings with your teams at Shadron State College. We've talked a lot this week and really all month of August long leading up to the Eagle football opener tomorrow night in Texas. It's a huge game against number 7 Angelo State, and one of the Eagle running backs hopes to do all he can to help CSC wherever he might get a chance as a young talent among a loaded backfield. And that's Mitchell, Nebraska native Rylan Aguayo from right here in our backyard. I caught up with Rylan at fall camp to look forward to the season and how he's coming along in what's his second year now on the team. Rylan, what's the difference, biggest differences between high school football, college football right here in the Panhandle?
Definitely the speed and technique used, for sure.
What did you learn the most last year in your true freshman season as an Eagle?
Just put my head down and work. Work, just going against the starting D every day as a scout guy. I learned a lot. It's helped me.
How would you kind of describe the stable of backs that you guys have this year and that you're a part of?
Oh, I'd say we're arguably the best running back crew in the nation, Division II. I don't honestly say that. Best in the conference for sure. These guys, we push each other every day for sure.
What's the top goals that you've got for fall going into the season?
My main goal, be on special teams, really help with that. If they need me a running back, for sure, just be ready, have that next up mentality, do everything I can to help the team win.
Do you feel like you're going to get a chance to get some carries in some game action this year? I know you're still pretty young and there's a bunch of talent back there.
It just depends. It depends on injuries. It depends on the game situation too. I'm not really sure. I'm not having any expectations though. You know, just like I said, do whatever I can to help.
Listen live to CSC football tomorrow night and all season long on WQ Country and the free Panhandle Post app. CSC Volleyball will have plenty of work to do over the Labor Day weekend coming up. The Eagles are hosting a 4-team tournament that starts on Friday night with MSU Billings, Minot State, and Sioux Falls. The Eagles play Friday at 7, Saturday morning at 11, and again at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Then on Labor Day Monday, CSC will host sister school Wayne State in a matinee at 1 o'clock. The team began the year last weekend in Billings in tournament play, going 1-3, picking up a resilient victory in the first match of the year against the University of Mary in 4 sets. The final match of the tournament was a thriller, a 3-set sweep by Billings, but the 3 games were all decided by just 2 points, so Saturday's rematch at 11 in the Chicoine Center should be a great one. Head coach Jennifer Stadler is in her 4th season and is seeing Lexi Hurtado emerge from an injury that caused her to miss a lot of time last year, become the team's top offensive weapon early now. Hurtado totaled 28 kills in the opening tournament. Freshman Bella Adams and sophomore transfer Mason Fago each had over 20 kills. And with returning sophomores Ayana Fujiyama in the middle and Amber Harvey slamming from the outside this year, CSC's team is very young but also very talented, and they should be fun to watch grow and get stronger throughout the fall. Cross country and golf get their events started a little later into September. We'll check in with them as it gets closer. And that's this week's CSC Sports Journal. Tune in Wednesdays throughout the CSC Sports calendar and listen anytime to archive podcast versions of the show by visiting the CSC Sports page on PanhandlePost.com.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles' Dave Collins chats with Shadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.